From Interlochen Public Radio, this is Order Up, digging into Northern Michigan's diners.
You kind of have to have good food when you're out in the middle of nowhere on a dirt road.
A series about diner food, diner culture, and diner people.
I enjoy it. It doesn't matter how little sleep I get. I'm up at 3 o'clock on Saturday morning to get in here, make those cinnamon rolls, get the biscuits going.
Listeners have been calling in and recommending diners across Northern Michigan. One call came from Craig O'Connor.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I'd like to recommend Randy's Diner in Traverse City on Carver Street, just off of Garfield.
Craig O'Connor moved to the U.S. from New Zealand in the 1980s and has lived in Northern Michigan ever since. Craig has been a regular at Randy's Diner for about a dozen years.
Just a great environment that's small and cozy and convivial. There's a lot of people that know each other that eat there. And you just feel like you're part of the family and part of the community there.
I called Craig and asked him if he wanted to meet for lunch at Randy's.
Craig?
Yes, ma'am.
Good to meet you.
Yeah, well.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, glad to do it.
Yeah.
So, come on up.
We'll grab a booth and square away.
Okay. Do you want coffee?
Please.
Do you want coffee?
Sure.
Okay, and here's lunch menus. I'll grab breakfast for you.
So we're sitting at a table here at Randy's. Describe Randy's to the audience.
It's a small place. You know, I don't know what, there's probably 20 tables in here in booths, sort of in an L shape. It's a little restaurant that's been here for about 20 years. And I mean, actually, the restaurant's been here for much longer than that, but under Randy's reign for 20 years. And I came across it about 12 years ago, just sort of kind of by accident, and just really fell in love with the place.
Hey, can you grab a breakfast menu, please, Cindy?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no worries.
Do you know our waitress?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Cindy.
And you're Cindy?
I'm Cindy.
How long have you been working here?
20 years.
And how'd you end up here?
Randy and Norma. Randy's my brother-in-law and Norma's my sister.
Craig knows you're here. Do you have a lot of regulars that you remember their faces?
Oh, I remember everybody's face and everybody what they order.
What does Craig normally get?
Over easy hash browns, dry whole wheat. Once in a while, a 4x4 with pepper jack cheese. Oh, and then he'll have sausage instead of bacon.
What makes this place special?
Me. It's very family-oriented. There's probably 90% of the people that come in here are regulars. It's fun.
So what should I get?
You should get stuffed hash browns is probably one of the most popular items.
All right.
Unless you're really hungry, you can get the super hearty.
I don't think I'm that hungry.
Okay.
Craig, are you ready to order?
Sure I am, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to get the, I'll change it up for you today,
okay.
Here, Cindy, since we're doing something
sure.
Special. So eggs over medium, hash browns, sausage, and dry whole wheat, please.
Sure.
I'm going to have all the stuffed hash browns.
Okay. I like your eggs.
Over easy.
Whole wheat, white or rye?
Weeds.
Thank you. Perfect.
Thank you.
Cindy remembers little quirky things. Like I like having my toast on a side plate. Almost nobody else gets it like that. But it'll be interesting to see if she remembers when she brings it, if she brings a side plate. Because I didn't ask for one. So we'll just see. It's a test.
You said you first came here about 12 years ago or so. And what did you think when you first came?
I liked it. You know, the reason I came in is I was taking my daughters to their first day of school up at Traverse City Christian, and so we went right past this place. So just stopped in and I treated them to breakfast for the first day of school as a kind of a special moment, you know. And it just had a nice atmosphere here. My daughter at the time, you know, we were big into watching like DVD series of old TV shows, and we happened to be watching Andy Griffith, you know, and it's a favorite of ours.
A classic kind of 60s show about a fictional small town life in North Carolina.
Yeah, exactly right. And and my daughter Katie just said, boy, this just reminds me of Andy Griffith. You know, it's small, it's cozy, everybody's smiling, everybody seems to know each other. And so we just started coming here, you know, from that. And over time, I got more regular myself, started meeting different folks here for business meetings and casual meetings and whatnot. And, you know, after that, became kind of a local myself. So it was being good.
Here's our food.
Thanks, Cindy.
You're
Thank you.
Welcome. I'm going to grab a little warm up on your coffee.
So Craig was saying that he was wondering if you would remember that he usually requests a side plate for his toast.
Oh, and yes. I don't dare forget a side plate.
And there it is, right there.
Without asking.
It's That's perfect. Right.
Thanks, Cindy.
Thank you. How is it?
Great. Yeah, it's great.
Craig, thanks for joining us for lunch. This was fun.
Well, it was a joy and good to meet you guys. And thanks for treating me to lunch today. I appreciate it.
So, how was your food?
Outstanding, as always.
When are you going to be back?
Today's Friday. It'll be probably early next week.
Thanks again. All right. It was great to meet you.
Thanks, Dave. Good meeting you too. Thank you.